He's BJ Kissel and I'm Pete Sweeney. As we head into this Saturday's game, it's the Chiefs and the Houston Texans at 3:35 p.m. from NRG Stadium in Houston. First, the injuries the Chiefs are dealing with. Mitch Morse and Dee Ford are still going through that concussion protocol. There are a number of Chiefs missing practice, but not a ton of Chiefs injured right now.
And it's good to see Justin Houston back on the field. We saw at the end of last week, before the game against the Oakland Raiders, he had the brace on his knee. He's going out to practice. It was good to see him not only get out there last Friday, but then continue to get out there and practice this week. It's obviously something you still have to monitor going into this game, but anytime you get a player of his caliber back on the field, it's going to be a good thing, particularly with the questions we talked about earlier this week with the Texans and what they have up front.
Let's talk about some keys to this game, BJ. I know that the Houston front seven has been playing well these last few weeks. The protection is going to be very important.
You talk about the Houston Texans, you're going to start defensively, and you're going to start with J.J. Watt, leads the NFL with 17 and a half sacks, but you can't forget about Whitney Mercilus. I mean, the guy's got 12 sacks this season, which ranks sixth in the NFL, which is not a bad combo to have. But you got Jared Crick, you got Vince Wilfork, you got some linebackers that can run around and make plays. So for the Chiefs, that means up front. That means the offensive line. I talked to offensive coordinator Doug Peterson about this on Wednesday, is the protection, whether they're going to keep five guys in, whether they're going to keep six guys in. And one of the most underrated aspects and things about protection that you have to talk about is the running backs. We know that Jamaal Charles, that was something that he prided himself on.
You look at this Texans offense with Brian Hoyer, he might have one of the number one playmakers in this entire playoffs in DeAndre Hopkins. How will the Chiefs defend him?
I think you bracket him. You're always going to have somebody over the top. You're always going to be aware of where he's at because he's that kind of playmaker. Has 11 touchdowns, over 1,500 yards. We saw it in the first matchup. He had almost 100 yards receiving. So whether he's on the left side or the right side, whether it's Sean Smith, whether it's Marcus Peters, they've got to know where he's at on the field, try to limit his impact. But as we've seen throughout the season, if it's Marcus Peters that's lined up on him, teams like to test Marcus Peters. And there's a reason why he's tied for the NFL lead with 8 interceptions. Had one big one on the first play of the game against the Texans. Not going to be surprised to see another game-changing play from what should be the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year.
First play of his career, so a great way to start his career. Final key to the game, BJ, I'm going to make you sound like a broken record a little bit because I know you've been saying it the past few weeks, but what's your final key to this game?
You mean turnovers?
Yeah,
we're going to talk about turnovers again. The Chiefs are second in the NFL right now with a plus 14 turnover differential. It's one of the reasons you talk to these defensive guys. They love Alex Smith, and the reason why is he doesn't put them in bad situations. He doesn't give them short fields. If you have to pick up two, three, four first downs or pick up a chunk play against this defense to score, I like the Chiefs' chances.
All right, what a time to be alive. It's Wild Card Weekend. The Chiefs heading to NRG Stadium, Houston, 3:35 p.m. on Saturday on ESPN. He's BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney, and this has been your Arrowhead Update.
65 toss power trap.